I wore a shirt today specifically for today. You ready for it? Some of you guys know, you just think this is a lion. This is Mufasa. This is Simba's daddy. You know how Mufasa got wounded? His brother killed him. And you know what kind of wounds that left in Simba's life? Because his dad was dead. Anybody got wounds? How many of us have them? How many of us have had amazing father relationships that have never once injured us in all our lives? No, baby. Trust me. I can list my mistakes. I know I'm not perfect, but I appreciate your love. I do. Let's pray. Father, as we discuss this wonderfully soft and gentle topic, Lord, I pray that you'd pour your oil and your wine. Oil where there needs to be soothing, and wine where there needs to be joy and replacement of sorrow. But your bride, your church, would no longer be among the walking wounded. We can go in the world healed, whole, and ready to make an impact. And we can't do that without your spirit. So I'm asking that your spirit would just be on the word today and help me not get in the way. In Jesus' name, amen. It is going to take a little bit to get in the word. Usually I jump right in right here. You know what I'm saying? Right here is where I jump in the word. But this is such a sensitive topic, and it may be a long series, and I kind of want to give it its due. I want to give its intro. All of us have had wounds. Anybody? All of us have wounds. Have and had wounds, right? And here's an unfortunate truth, and I hate to say this to you, but it's true. Unfortunately, you're going to have wounds again. You're going to have wounds again. Wounds are going to come. It's part of the experience of humanity. So the question is, if that's a true fact, right? If wounds, we all had them, and if they're all going to have them, then we also have to admit there's various types of wounds, right? Some wounds are a little different. Ever get a paper cut? Way different than being shanked with a steak knife. They both cuts. One's a little deeper. One hurts a little more. One's a little more urgent, right? Chinese have a saying that says you can die the death of 1,000 paper cuts. That means 1,000 little things. Word says tiny takes little foxes to spoil the vine, right? Little things would just tear you apart. And you've been torn about by 1,000 little things this week? Come on, yeah, thank you. There's the honest church folks right there. What about everyone been blindsided and got hurt? Didn't see it coming? Did not see that coming. Whap! Yeah, okay. How about like the gut punch style? The one like it hit you so hard, you almost want to throw up and give up. There we go. Now I'm touching something. Okay. How about this? How about you ever get a wound so much that it shattered your life for a season and you're just still trying to recover? Yeah, Ed, you better have your hand up. Losing a spouse will do that to you. So the big question in this series is, are you healed up? Not who's next to me healed up, not someone I can think of who needs healing. Are you healed up? Are you healed up emotionally? Are you healed up spiritually? Are you healed up physically? I don't know if I have those up. Yep, you can put them up for sure. That's okay. The more you read it, let's get in there. Life's injuries or trauma have happened to us, right? So I really want us to ask this question to ourselves. We've been asking God to examine our hearts, but I want you to ask yourself, am I healed up? Or if I have wounds that I just cover up and mask up and put up and shut up, but it's tearing me up. Anybody? I don't know. Yeah, they're like, well, we got to raise our hand on that one, Pastor. I mean, vulnerability in large groups is not fun, you know? The impact that we have, they impact each other. You know, if you've got a physical injury and it's been dragging you down for a while, it'll start wearing on you emotionally. Man, I blew my knee out. First month or two, I was okay. 4 and 5, I hit depression and I met Ben and Jerry's. It was terrible. My physical injury, because I went, oh, my life is over. I can't play basketball anymore. I can't run with my kids. I can't. And I got into a tailspin. Before you know it, I'm no good. You should just put me down like a horse. You know, physical pain can cause some emotional stress. Anybody ever experienced that? How about emotional fracture lines that you've developed from bad relationships or difficult relationships, and it makes it really difficult on you to press into God because you equate God with that experience? Well, I got hurt at church. Thank you for that hand. Believe it or not, wounds can affect and infect many areas of our lives and other people's lives too. Emotional sickness can impact your spiritual health. It really can. Physical sickness can impact your emotional health. I have my slides right here. Slide one. Go back to slide one if you could for me. Be great. Slide one. Ask God if you are healed where you have had wounds. Say wounds. Ask him. Don't skip this homework. Don't assume, no, I'm good. Ask him. If you have accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, this is the season to ask him, hey, I got some wounds. Could you point out where my wounds are to me? I don't know where they are, but I feel off. If I do that, something makes me feel off what? I can't. Whenever I drive over there, wherever I go over there, whenever that comes up, whenever that scenario plays over my life, I go, wounds. There we go, wounds. Question two, are you healed up enough to really help others? Or are you just surviving? Are you healed up enough to really help others? Or are you just surviving? I said to read it three times, but by the look in your faces, I should go to the next one. Got it. Got it. My previous me earlier in the week didn't know what I was talking about. Number three, are you healed up enough to lead if he asks you to step up? God is looking for this next generation leaders to step up. And so it's time to be healed up. So you can step up. It's the time. Wounds have been happening, right? It's the urgent hour. Could you say this with me, Lord? Heal all my wounds. Wounds. You ready for note takers? Here's fact one about wounds. If you're a note taker, untreated and unattended wounds, even minor wounds, can affect and infect everything we do. If you're like, well, I'll be fine. Wow, that's just a black toe. It'll be good. Let's climb up your ankle. It'll be fine. It'll go away. It's kind of like a spider suit, probably. No, man. That looks like sepsis. You better get that taken care of, you know? Just unattended, untreated. How about, I watched Pastor Jody. She put up she's got a business with window screens. And she's got giant ladders she moves. And she came in one day, and it looked like she'd been assaulted in a parking lot with a rubber hose on her knees. I go, what happened? I was like, was Panda wrestling? Did these three girls tackle you? What happened? I was like, what's happening? And it was because she kept banging her legs on that ladder. Ever bang the same spot over and over again? It sort of sticks out like a sore thumb. That comes from, man, I keep whacking that sore thumb. Keep banging my shins on the same thing, right? Small things can affect everything we do. How about ever have an asthma flare up and have to cancel something that you really wanted to do? Maybe that's not you. Maybe you had trauma. It's going to be hard, but I have to say it. Every time you see a semi-truck, you can't stand it on the highway, and you white knuckle, and your breathing changes, and anxiety fills you with air because of the accident. New season. Anybody just love to go by semi-trucks here anymore? Anybody? Anybody? Bueller? No. Why? Because that was trauma for all of us. Right? It was trauma. It's time to be healed. Wounds are not meant to stay forever. Yeah. Reality is we can get stuck though, right? This season, we're going to ask deep questions. So note takers, be ready. For one, do we desire to be whole? Sometimes you live with your boo-boo so long, it's your identity. Seriously, Bob, this is my badge of honor. I limp like this because I was an awesome basketball. You identify with your injury so much it becomes who you are. People know you by the injury. You mean that guy? You mean that sad one? Woo! You mean the one that's a little off all the time? The one that's really bossy? Or the one that's really... I could just list them, but I won't because I didn't have them in my notes for sure. Do we desire to be ready for the season that's ahead of us? Because there's a season ahead. And if we're not ready for it now, it's going to be a lot harder or impossible, right? So I want to ask again, are you healed? Touch her, Lord. Are you healed? Some may say, yes, I've been healed. Most importantly, here's the biggest thing, from the penalty of sin. That's Jesus made a way, his stripes provided the opportunity for mankind's soul to be healed. Right? That's the ultimate healing. Anyone besides me that took that deal in this church was like, okay, you're going to take everything on me by your stripes, everything I've ever done or will do, everything I give to you and confess, like that's not going to hold weight against God in eternity for judgment. You're going to forgive me because of that sacrifice. I'm on that deal, all over that deal, best deal ever made, right? I pray you surrender to that payment plan. Let him take care of the payments. Yeah. Obviously, though, most important, that's the eternal salvation healing plan. Have you accepted that? And if you have never accepted Jesus, or you're like, I've never even given Jesus an opportunity to come and be that plan for me, I'll go over the prayer wall after we finish today, and I'll be over there, and we'll talk about that together. Some of us got our healing from the eternal sin consequences. That's why it's just the body of Christ, right? But today, I want to talk about some other things in the midst of that. Are you healthy now? So healthy that you are not even a smidgen of a toxin. Oh, you didn't think I was going there. We can be a toxin because of our wounds. Oh, yeah. I went to this church a long time ago in some other place, far away in the galaxy that you've never been to. But there was this one lady who was always fussing about something, and by the time after 2 or 3 years of going to this situation, when she would walk in, it'd be like the Red Sea part. I'm like, I got something to do. No one wants to talk to me. Why? Because you're wounding on everybody, and it's not helping. It's leaking, and you need to be healed, and you don't even realize it. Wounds can systematically, a small wound can systematically take down a whole body. I've seen good churches go down by gossip and stupidity. Because someone got injured or wounded somewhere, maybe rightly or wrongly, but they didn't handle it rightly, and it got infected, and they started spreading it on others. Before you know it, bang, whoosh, gone. It'll kill you, right? Are you wounded and ready to be healed? Ready to even ask, like, Lord, have I been toxic to other people during this season? I've been wanting people to minister to me, but out of that, have I been toxic? They're questions we got to ask ourselves. That's all. Thirdly, are you healed to the point that you don't even flinch when that old emotional boo-boo gets touched, mentioned, or brought up? Are you healed enough that whenever that circumstance, situation, something similar happens to you, someone points out something or says it in a certain way or smells a certain thing, you saw this, and all of a sudden you're like, don't bring that up. You can talk about anything. Don't talk about that. You might just be wounded. You might just be wounded. Say, nah, we're not sensitive anymore. We're good. We don't. It says, say, lie, give a minute to think about it, but I'm not going to do that because you guys seem good. You seem so good. Like, you're like, I already know that, Pastor. Move on. We are fine. You know. Fourthly, are you healed so that you can be a healing to others? Because this word honestly says that you, say I'm the church, are called to be just that. We're called to be healing, not the walking wounded. But for a while, we've been banding together as the church naturally. We are the walking wounded. So no, we're walking, and sometimes physical manifestations, miracle powers of God, healing, awesome. But soul healing is more important than that. Salvation is more important than that. So are we infecting the world, or are we affecting the world with our Christianity? I know, move on. Say, I'm his church, and I'm going to get healthier this year. Yeah, now it's time to be honest, like I haven't been so far. Can you be honest with the great physician? I'll tell you, when I go, my wife has to schedule these annual health visits for me. And it is often hard to be honest because, like, hey, so how much do you weigh? Like, what's your problem? I don't know you. Can we take your weight? Yeah, I don't think you need to know that. Well, what's your date of birth? It was in February, sometime in the 60s. Move on. Question two. You know, like, I don't want to talk to them about, where's your boo-boo? I don't know you. I show you my boo-boo. I think sometimes that we're like that with God even. He's the great physician, but we don't really let him inspect us. Because he's going to touch something sensitive. He's going to touch something that's hurt. Why? Because he's a healer of all wounds and transgressions. That's what he does. So are you healed? It's very hard for most people to be honest, especially in the church, because you feel like, man, if I struggle with something, then I'm going to be just. No, we don't do that. We're healing to those people. But sometimes you get wounded anyways, don't you? Maybe to the point, ever been? Now, maybe this isn't you. I'll say it to like you, as in those other yous that aren't here. Have you been more like a fly to the wounds? Sad little flies, like, you're boo-booed? And you, oh my gosh, I got to rush through your boo-boo. What hurt you? Nana? Nana did? I know, Nana sucks. Right? I was a fly. You know, who? Justin didn't give you that last slice of pie. What an ungrateful pumpkin head he is, Nana. Oh, yeah, just whispered. I said, Justin took the last piece of Nana's pie? How terrible of him. I'm in agreement, Nana. I think we should dunk him later. For I just became a fly to Nana's offense. I became a fly to Terry's offense. I offended Nana just by using her in the sentence. Sometimes we're like that. We swarm. We swarm to a boo-boo because I'm the church, but am I the healthy church or am I an infected church? So your flies bring infection. They swarm. They swarm. They carry their own little sicknesses right into it, right? Maybe they intended to help. You know, it's another thing to, here's a rare side note. This doesn't happen here either. And I mean this here. Some believers, though, swarm to the needs of others so they can feel better themselves. Right. Help the orphans. Yeah. Feel so good. You know, just help the orphans. It's all about the orphans. Did you see that I helped the orphans? You see my orphan helping badge? You know how much I gave to the orphans, actually? We should talk. We shouldn't talk about it. It's going to be humble. It's a lot of money. Yeah. Some like to join other people's pain and injury just to agree. I've been hurt, too. Yeah, the church sucks. You should leave the church. Why? It sucks. Hurt me, too. They didn't do what I wanted for me. You know, I have say, Pastor Sean, relax a little bit. Do not look at Pastor Heidi. Okay. Sometimes we can swarm because we find a dysfunction that's similar to ours. You know what two dysfunctional cells joined together are? Cancer. Wounds are unavoidable. Wounds often come from loving the wounded. The wounded often wound others, right? That's the truth. So I'm going to get to some scriptures. We're going to talk about it, but I feel like we don't do this enough. I do this professionally all the time. I'm a professional counselor with Dr. Heidi. Marriage and family, that's what we do. That's what we do all the time. I see wounds, that's all we do. We see wounded things, relationships, people, wounds, as we deal with wounds. So I know this happens. The things I'm talking about might not happen here, all these things, but I know they happen in most churches, in most marriages, in most families, in most homes, in most communities, in most workplaces. Wounds that happen on a regular basis. Say, wounds, how many of us have them? Yeah, so let's get towards the scripture. I'll scroll down. Do we realize sometimes that wounds can often be the result of our own sin? I know. I like when it's other people's fault. But it's time to take some responsibility. And you know why? Because we talked about last week, because we're becoming mature. We're growing in our love, and sometimes you got to take responsibility for your own boo-boos. I made that choice. That's on me. Now what are you going to do about it? I'm going to give it to Jesus, and I'll climb that hill on my knees if I have to. I'll find someone to help me do that, right? But we've made our own problems, haven't we, Mark? But our own worst enemies, we have been that. I know that you feel like someone else should be listening to this. But say, I am the church. Yeah, wounds are going to happen to us, right? I wish I had a button up here. I would like one installed. Mark, I would like a button installed that I can just hit this button, and every once in a while I hear Buddy the Elf on our speakers go, shocking. I would love a shocking button right there. I would love that. Yeah, shocking. See if we can, you know, get that down. But here's a vulnerability opportunity. Like, we hate that. No one likes that, even in a closed setting, let alone a group setting. But I'm going to give you one anyways. Ever wounded yourself? Anybody who's willing to admit when you're young you're a cutter? I was. Yeah. Even older. How about ever OD'd at least once? Okay, baby. I love your bravery, brother. I love it. I know. I love it, honestly. How about you're the kind of person that when you get mad, you used to punch and smash things? Yeah, okay. Here we go. We wound ourselves all the time in those kind of things. How about ever wounded yourself accidentally? Like, just misnavigated a corner. And just bang, mashed a toe. I want to be mad at the corner. Like, the corner of my house never moves. It's forever, it's there. You stupid corner. You kick me, bro. It's not my fault. It's on you, Ever said something dumb and it hurt someone else? And the more you explain it, the more it's like slapping them back and forth. Like, oh, I'm trying to fix this. Oh, my goodness. Ever cut your cuticles too far? Okay, I had to relate to somebody. I'm like, not everybody's hands are going up. I don't know. Something. But we've wounded ourselves, right? And we're the church. How about let's take it down to another relationship. Anybody who's married? You've been wounded. And you've also wounded. It's true. Anybody ever have kids? You've wounded and you've been wounded, right? Happy Father's Day. Look at your neighbor and say, Happy Father's Day. Yeah. Fact is, wounds come in lots of places, right? So let's get to scripture. It's time to get healthy. Isaiah 53:5. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was crushed for whose wickedness? Ours. Whose sin? Ours. Injustice, our injustice, our wrongdoing. Why was he crushed? For us. The punishment required for our well-being fell on him. The punishment required. I was a person who's like, just let me get my punishment over with. I wouldn't hide from it. Like, oh, here I am. Just let's go. I want this over with. Some of us run from that. Jesus said, I'm going to run right into it for you. Because you deserve it. And by his stripes, his wounds, say wounds, we are healed. So what's he talking about there? How is that possible? The wound of eternal separation from God. Like, we eternally separate. That's healed by Jesus' wounding. His wounds bought us our healing, right? Jesus willing. Let's go to 1 Peter. He personally carried our sins in his body on the cross, willingly offered himself on it as an altar of sacrifice, so that why? We might die to sin. We don't let us beat us all the time. We don't got to lose all that. We're going to lose battles sometimes. We're going to get wounded, but we don't have to lose all the time anymore. Actually, I can lose less than I used to. And if I keep practicing, I can lose less and less because he becomes more and more. Right? I practice Christianity. It's a practice, So that we might die to sin, becoming immune from the penalty and the power of sin, and live for righteousness. For by his wounds, you who believe have been healed. Right? Accepting Jesus is the biggest healing you're going to have in your life. Changes everything. I saw everything through the lens of sickness, depravity, and hopelessness, and carnality. That's how I looked at the world. And then he healed me from it. He forgave me, and then he healed me. Psalm 147:3. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up the wounds. What's that tell you about God? He cares about your wounds. He does care about your wounds. He cares about every single wound you have. Even if it's self-inflicted, even if you feel like you deserved it as a penalty for stupidity, he cares about it. He does. Healing our pain and comforting our sorrows. He heals and he understands. You know, that's why I like my doctor to listen to me. Just don't tell me what to do. I need you to hear what I need to have input. Like, I have hard, I'm hard on doctors. If you come in and know it all, I go, oh, Jude, I'm checking out. Sorry. It's about my health. I'm not a number. You're not a number with God. You might feel like you're a number, but you are not a number. You are not a number. Wounds can come from any place at any time, and this is kind of the thrust. I can't, that's dangerous. Someone blocked up with a sippy cup. Okay, now I see the time. I knew I wasn't going to throw all the scriptures, but I wanted to lay out where we're going. And here, wounds can come any place, any time. Proverbs 27:6, this is where I'm hoping to concentrate today in the Word. Faithful are the wounds of a friend. Just keep that up. I'm going to chew so slow through that, you're going to be uncomfortable. Ever been wrongly wounded by a friend and it still stings? Still stings. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're cool with them, but you can't not think of them without that. Yeah, I got to get past that thing. You know, we're not as close as we used to be, but we're boys. Right. Truth is, a friend should be able, though, sometimes. I'm not talking unjust wounds. Sometimes the truth from a friend is the exact wound you need. Sometimes you need to hear something from a friend that you don't want to hear, that someone needs to tell you. And that's going to offend the snot out of you, and you're going to be fussy. Or you can go, that hurt, but is it true? Because my friend loves me, and they weren't really just trying to get over on me. They addressed something to me, and I'm upset that they did. How dare they tell me how to speak to my wife? I've seen them speak to their wife at Walmart before, and they're coming and talking to me. Hey, he's your boy, right? Yeah. Maybe you should think about what he said. But we just want to be wounded. Friend wounded me. It's all about my friend's fault. They're so mean. Sometimes they're honest. And we don't always like that either, right? Church. Yeah, we don't. A friend who corrects out of love and concern. A friend who corrects. I never want a friend to correct me. That wasn't like, hey, what do you want a friend? I want someone who just corrects me. You know, I'm just looking for that. No. Ever been offended because you were corrected by a friend? Then you're wounded and been wounded. How about this? This, Brian, not you, but you ever righteously, of course, wounded a friend accidentally? Yourself, out of love and concern, ever wounded somebody? Ever loved and wounded somebody out of your own?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Right. It says, but the kisses of the enemy are deceitful because they serve a hidden agenda. Say the enemy sucks. Yeah. Enemy sucks. Zechariah 13:6. And one will say to him, what are these wounds between your arms? Then he will answer, those wounds I received in the house of my friends. Friend wounds are some of the deepest wounds you're going to get because you opened your life up to somebody to be that close to you. And they unjustly hurt you, or maybe they try to righteously help you, but either way, you're wounded. And we just let them pass by, like we don't deal with them. We suppress and repress and redirect and disconnect and genuflect. I can keep going. But we do all those things. They're rough. Does anybody ever have those kind of wounds? Yeah. Before I stir up old wounds, is anybody mad at me that this is the topic? Yeah. Christian just gave me the eyebrows. He's like, keep going, Pastor. I got you. I love those eyebrows. Thank you. Psalm 38:5. I'll get up another reminder scripture so we can shift our thoughts, okay? I'm going to shift out of it. Not mad at our friends anymore. Say, I'm not mad at my friend. I'm going to get healed there. Good. Psalm 38:5. My wounds are loathsome and foul because of my foolishness. Say, ouch. Ugh. My wounds are loathsome and foolish. Yeah, you know how many times I hurt myself, Curious? I got it. I don't need no help. I carry this whole couch by myself. I don't need your help, tiny girl. You know, later I'm going, I need some spicy hot. You know, how you doing? I'm good. Praise the Lord. My foolishness. Harold. Yep. Okay, thank you. Wounds can come from enemies and from friends and from family and from self. Right? But this is going to be even more unpopular. This is just the opening to the series. I'm going to dig into all these topics way deeper. Because I don't want it to scoop it out like it's some terrible backwoods cancer treatment center. I scoop most of it out, but there's some cells left behind. We'll be fine. I don't think the body deserves that kind of treatment. I think we need to stay in this topic of wounds, even though I don't want to. I want to do a series about following Jesus next that I'm excited about. I wanted to kind of fast forward this one. Like, Lord, yeah, that sounds like a good idea. Wounds will get healed. Amen. Let's go. Slow it down. I've got wounds too. I'm going to talk to them. Yeah. This is going to be unpopular, but sometimes wounds have been allowed in our lives for our own good. I read the story about Jacob. He was turned to Israel after he got wounded. Who wounded him? God himself. Forever. Chained. Paul had some temporary issues of blindness. Remember that? Paul was blind for a while. I know in my life, some of the wounds that corrections from God saved my life, saved my family. Sometimes you need God to poke on something you don't want him to poke on. And don't tread on me. Don't point this out in my life. I don't want to hear about sin anymore. I love you so much. I care that you're going to end up in a horrible situation if you don't pay attention to this. I'm going to have to wound that area so you're paying attention. Because if not, you can lose your hand and the whole body can go to hell. And I think sometimes God is such, he's loving and caring and passionate. And he's a father who corrects. And we got to let him be loving and do wonderful things. But we also have to let him offend us sometimes. You know, wounds can provide valuable lessons in our lives. It was so amazing. The other day, Dr. Huddy's shaving what's left of my hair on the back of the patio. And she got down to, got kind of close there. She goes, oh, there's a scar I never saw. And I go, yeah, keep going. Keep going. There's tons of them. Why? Each one has a lesson. Do not stand behind David Senku when he has a rock. That's a lesson. Do not sled backwards down a hill at a glass factory. I know. It seems logical now, but then it seemed fun. Yeah. Job 5:18. Oh, for he inflicts pain, but he binds up and gives relief. He wounds, but his hands also heal. See, God corrects those he loves because he wants their lives to change. Often we allow a boo-boo to take place over God. But one of the hardest things I hear as someone who loves Jesus, not a pastor, it's hard for me when I have people blaming God for anything. That's hard for me. Well, this was so tough. Well, and I want to go through the list. What were your choices? You should have been down there that late at night. You should have been drinking and driving. I'm not saying we can't fix that. I don't love you and God forgive you. But I'm saying, can't you see that's not God's fault? Okay, what about this? He took my love of my life. That's not Ed. He's not blaming God. I can look at him, both the Eds. But can you see how your heart, don't judge somebody, how your heart can get there? Why? Lord, at 25, you took my leg? Why? Because you were prideful and you were going to go do special forces and you had nothing to do you want to do with pastoring ever. And counseling, like, you all figure it out. Deuces, goodbye. That would have been how I was. I would have been after what I wanted to be. And I was pursuing it with all my heart. And I know beyond a shadow of a doubt, when my knee snapped that day, he spoke to me. I need to change your course because you weren't listening. Man, don't let that be you. Don't let that be you. Right? The fact is, any wounded, no matter how you got wounded, God can heal it. That's the absolute fact. God can heal. He can heal a physical wound. I've seen miracles. I've actually prayed for Richard Cook, raising that. I've seen miracles that God will see. Pray. But I've never seen this get healed. I still limp. I still got a scar. Right? Happens. God can do it in an instant. I've seen someone be bitter with God. And then, and I don't want to look at them because I'll start crying. I had something beautiful happen this week that all the terrible stuff of last week got washed away by one meeting with one guy because he had an encounter with God and he shared it with me. He went from bitter and hurt to happy and loved and ready to be on fire. Like that, in his bedroom, that's God. Man, it was the best. That made my week. Absolutely made my week. He can heal anything. You just got to give it to him. You got to give it to him. God can boom you. Right? I got time for more, just a couple more scriptures. Sometimes he'll kablam a thing and you're healed, but many times you got to walk something out. You got to walk out your salvation with fear and trembling. You got to walk out that situation. That was like the famous thing. If you were raised in my era of playing sports, that was like the first move. You could get mashed with a baseball bat in the head. Walk it off. Walk it off. Okay. Walk it off. Smell it. Smelling salts. Man, they saved everything. Walk it off. You can't. Breathe it. Yeah, you can walk now. Yeah, I can walk it off now. You know? Something's got to be worked out of you, though. Sand it over and over again. Right? God could send someone else to help heal you sometimes, too. That friend that wounded you might have been part of his healing. Even converted jailers, and I think I'll probably end with this scripture. I know I got a lot more, but Acts 16, 33 through 34. It says, and the prison guard took them that very hour and night, and he washed their bloody wounds. The guy that had beat them and put them in jail. He heard them praising. He had an encounter with God. He busted them out and took them home, took care of their own injuries. And immediately he was baptized and all his household. It says, then he brought them into his house and set food before them, and they rejoiced greatly since they had believed in God with his entire family, accepting that joy and made known to them about Christ. What happened here? This guy got pounded by an unbeliever on a regular basis in jail. Have you ever been pounded by an unbeliever at work on a regular basis? Ever been pounded by an unbeliever on social media? Ever been pounded by another unbeliever maybe next to you? I don't know. Ever been pounded by... But when they see the response of the healed and whole in Christ, you're going to impact the guy that was beating you. And they're going to become healing agents because of you. The problem is we don't take a beating very well. And we shouldn't in some cases. In some cases, absolutely we are. And I want to present during this series the importance of your healing on the world. You have jailers in your life that need to see you healed. You have neighbors, sons, daughters, mothers, fathers, grandparents. They need to see you healed. They need your healing in their lives. And I feel like the church is just getting amped up for that kind of stuff. I feel it with all my heart. So, here's our options. We can stay unhealthy and walk around wounded the rest of our life and be sensitive, not let that thing be touched, and we're just going to guard that. We're not going to take responsibility of that, or we're not going to forgive somebody. We can stay broken and still live. and still function. But he said he's coming back for a bride without spot, without wrinkle, without dysfunction. And if we're the church, we can't stay broken. If we're really other church, this has to be our time to get healed. Because it's bigger than us, though it is about us. But our healing is bigger than us. So during this season, I know there's fun stuff going on and it's a heavy topic for Father's Day, but I believe God's bringing up this wounded thing because he wants to heal it. He wants to heal those things in your life like never. Like I believe this is a season for healing. And maybe it's Mary running around like, woo! I would love that. In Jesus' name, heal Mary. So she's running around going, woo. Lord, that would be amazing. Father, in Jesus' name, all of us together agree, a woo for Mary. Right? We'll love it. Kelly, a woo for Kelly. In Jesus' name, a woo. Father, healing. Well, we want those things. But we should want them for the other things in our lives too. Our offenses, our flinches, our anger, our whatever. This is our time to be healed. So we can change the world and be what we're supposed to be. What we're meant to be. What we are created to be. Amen? Amen. Father, I thank you for these guys. As we bring Pastor Sharon up and she takes all the heaviness I laid on them and just makes fun out of it. I pray this would be the time, that new season, and all the churches we can think and know about, you'd bring healing to the wounded saints. Raise them up, Lord. Strengthen them up for the battle yet ahead. In Jesus' name, amen.